Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 3 through 7, the Bible says, "And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel of in Lodabar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, and from Lodabar. And when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth? And he answered, behold, thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." David has been king for several years now, and has had many victories in war. He has proven God's hand upon him as the leader of the Hebrew nation, God's people, and they are fully following him as their leader. He sits firmly and comfortably in the throne of the kingdom of Israel and is secure in his own leadership. One day, he may have been thinking humbly about how he ended up on the throne. He thought of his love for his friend Jonathan, Saul's son. Now he missed him. He wondered if there was a way he could do something to honor his friend who had died several years before. He really longs to show his love for his friend Jonathan and respect for the house of Saul. He asks if there's any living members of Saul's family. Saul was king, but also had hunted David as a hunter would hunt an animal. And David is used of God to pen one of the most amazing statements in all the Bible to me. David says that he'd like to do something for the house of Saul's family in verse number 3, to show the kindness of God to him. I want you to notice that David said that he wanted to show the kindness of God to the house of Saul. Saul was the one who threw a javelin at David twice and tried to kill him. Saul's the one who hunted for David and chased him like an animal. Saul is the one who did all he could to destroy David to keep him from being king. Now David wants to show the kindness of God for the memory of Saul. Ziba, one of David's servants, tells him that there's one of Jonathan's sons still alive. Mephibosheth is a young man who is lame or crippled due to a nurse falling on him while she was trying to escape for their lives. He's now living in Lodabar. He and his wife and his son were fetched and asked to come live at the palace as a king's son. David was doing this to show the kindness of God. Ziba had been one of Saul's staff. David tells him to give Mephibosheth all of Saul's personal land back to Mephibosheth. And Ziba was also to be responsible to take care of farming it and making a living for Mephibosheth there, to care for he and his family. Mephibosheth himself and his family would eat at the king's table, and the farm would be there to supply their every need. It made David happy to show the kindness of God. Here is maybe one of the most powerful kings in world history showing the kindness of God to his enemy's family. Everyone in the kingdom and the world knew that Saul hated David and was jealous of David and tried to kill David. And now David is showing the kindness of God to one of Saul's grandsons? I'm sure many didn't understand, but their respect for David only grew. Let me give you three thoughts today. Number one, the kindness of God is not given to only people who deserve it. It is especially given to those who do not. Saul did not deserve God's kindness. He disobeyed God. He became, actually, it says in 1 Samuel 28:16 that he was an enemy of God. And yet, David and God shows kindness to those who could be a threat to him. You know, you show kindness to those of little value in the world, and you are showing the kindness of God. Here's a crippled man. Here's what the world would call a castaway or a throwaway. Saul was dead and most everybody was happy, but David wants to show God's kindness. Showing the kindness of God is based on the giver, not the object. God's kindness is based on him, not on us. That's what Ephesians 4:32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. It is based on the giver. It is not based on the receiver. Number two, God's kindness gives the best it has, not leftovers. You know, David restored all of Saul's land to Mephibosheth. He allowed Mephibosheth and his family to eat at the king's table as one of the king's children. He set up the money and the farm and the land and the servants to work for Mephibosheth. David treated him as his own son, even though Mephibosheth's grandfather hated David and tried to kill him. God's kindness gives the best it has, not leftovers. We shouldn't be giving leftovers to show God's kindness. We ought to give the best of what we have. And thirdly, the kindness of God continued even when it was turned against David in disloyalty. Disloyalty is one of the most despicable sins and evils in the universe to me. Disloyalty is being unfaithful, treasonous, untrustworthy, stealing the trust of others for self. David's son Absalom started a civil war against his daddy. It was trying to take the throne away from King David. And Mephibosheth sided with Absalom. I want you to notice something. David did not cut off Mephibosheth even though he sided with Absalom. David did not take back Saul's land. David did not have Mephibosheth killed. David did not take the prophet from Saul's land and take it away from Mephibosheth. He did not spend private fellowship with disloyal people, but he didn't take the power away. You know, we've all been disloyal to God because we've all sinned. God does not take heaven away because we disobey him. God continues to supply his power with the Holy Spirit in us once we get ourselves right. He continues to forgive us in spite of our disloyalty, and he continues to bless us in spite of our disloyalty. This is the kindness of God. Maybe we work at having the kindness of God in our lives today. Let's have a great day, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.